So Yeledes
has to bring a chatos and an oil. So she brought the chatos, and then she died. So her yarshim should bring the oil. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah is only talking about if she was mapish the oil, if she was makdish the oil in her life. But if she wasn't mapish it, then there's no reason why the yarshim should have to bring it. Meaning, yarshim are not responsible to do mitzvahs that their parents was, that their moirish was supposed to do. If she died before she was able to do the mitzvah, she died before she was able to do the mitzvah. Can't do it for her now. The only reason to be mechayev the yarshim, to be makdish the oila, is because a shiva was created on the nechasim which they inherited, that it has to go for an oila. Just like there was a shiva and those nechasim for whatever this was. Alva, or some other choyim. So here also, there was a shiva, she was mapish the oila, this animal hooked it, is mapish to become an oila, so you have to take those nechasim now became yours, you have to be makdish the oila. So that's what he said, that's what Shmuel said. I don't know if she was mapish mechayim. If she was never mapish mechayim, they have to take they have to take one of the behemoths they got from their mother and make it into an oila. It's her mitzvah, it's not their mitzvah. Yeah, that's what? You can be makim an oila if you want to, but it's not going to count for the oila. Makim an oila, if they do that, even now, even when she's mapish mechayim, I don't think that's called. I don't even think, even if it was mapish and the mechuyim to bring it, even then, I don't think it's called, you know, that she gets the mitzvah of bringing carbon oil. Yeah. I mean, she'll get the chus of her, whatever, of her, you know, their children. Yeah, exactly. But it's not called she did the mitzvah. It's midin shiva, not the chus. It's a, what? It's old, yeah. It's only if you're mapish. If you're not mapish, it's not old. I don't think so. Had she been mapish, I don't know if it'd make a difference. I'm not sure. You have to look in the mission over there. Had she been mapish, let's say she was mapish the chatas, but she didn't bring it. Yeah, the chatas would be the same thing, no? Huh? With more of a case, once you bring the chatas, I'm not sure. You're right. I don't know. The mission chatas into that case, Dabka. You have to know why. I'm not sure. Ayin Shom. Kinnan Seferik Beis. You don't myself as Kinnan lately? Okay. Yeah, look in the Mepharshim Mishnah Shem. Fine. So Alma Ksava, she would love the Raisa. So that means that Shmuel holds she would love the Raisa. Why? Because if a Shibud was the Raisa, meaning, Rashi defines for a Shibud very Gishmak, it's from the Gemara elsewhere. A person of chasim is ori. That she would mean. You have a raven, help you play your chod. Your neches is your ori. Yeah, that's what a shibud is. So he says, Alma, he holds shibud not the right. So why? Because if shibud would be the oraisa dikadin, it means the moment she's chayiv in the carbon, her nechasim are meshubit to bring that carbon. So even if she wasn't mafresh when she was alive, they should have to bring it. The fact that Shmuel said the only time the Yarshin of Mechuyev to bring it is when she was mafresh when she was alive, is a raya that he holds, she was alive there, right? Only once you're mafresh it, now it's already mufresh to be a Ayla, so they have to bring it as an Ayla. But before that, the chiyav on her to bring the carbon, that was not enough to create the Shibud and the Chosim. Shibud alive there, right? On that we have Ravasi. That's when we all came together here to talk about Ravasi. I'm Ravasi. I'm Yechonon. Af Agav Shlofish Mechayim. No, even if she's not, the Mishnah means even if she's not Mafresh Mechayim, still the Yarshim have to bring it. Alma Ksova Shibud Avdoraisa. The very fact that she had a Chiyav on her and that created a Shibud on her Chosam Doraisa, they have to bring it even if she was not Mafresh. That's Machlokes. Reg the Gemara of Apliya B'Chadasim. Why are they arguing about this? They already argued about it once. The Rav Shmuel, Dom and Shabayu, Milva Peh, Eina Goydman, Yarshim, Belom, and Elikuchas. Now, if you remember, the Machlokes here was Shmuel, it was Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, and it was Asi, Rabbi Yechonon. So here we have the same Amaram, Shmuel, and without that, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is saying Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan themselves already argued about this case. Where? Because it says, Rav and Shmuel say, if it's a milvah alpeh, if you had a milvah alpeh and you never wrote a shtar, yeah, the malva cannot collect from the yorshim and he cannot collect from the likukos, whoever bought the loy v'sada. Rav Yochanan v'shalach is don't be chervayu. Milvah alpeh, is he going to be in the yorshim v'yemen al likukos? So what are they arguing about? Same thing. Is there a shiva deraisa? Not a shiva deraisa. If you write a milvah, in a shtar, so the shtar says, you know, you could that I have a chrayus that you could take from the yorishim from the kuchos. So then that's poshut that the malva can collect. But if it's a milvah al peh, what creates a shiva in the milvah al peh? So it depends. If you hold a shiva deraisa, then you have a shiva even al peh. And if you don't hold the shiva deraisa, then it's not a shiva. And that's the machlokes over here in Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Mishlakish. So we see already the same people, Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, the same Amiram already arguing about this. The Gemara said, Tzricha, we need both machlokes, and why? Because there's a difference. If I only told you the case of Bahava, I would say, you know why Shmuel holds over there? That you can't take that it's not the right stuff, because that's not a milvah of a Torah. Ava b'ha'ak, but by a chiv carbon that she had, aim a moidul of Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish. Maybe Shmuel would be moidul of Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish, that over there she would is the right stuff. Why? Because that's milvah of a Torah. The Ashmin and b'ha'ak, b'ha'ak and Rabbi Yochanan, the milvah of a Torah, because of a Shtar Damya. Ava b'ha'ak and a moidul of Shmuel, tzricha. So you might have thought there's a big difference over here. Then maybe they only hold what they hold because the milvah k'suv b'torah k'suv b'shtar dam. What is meaning? Maybe there's a difference between a regular milvah alpeh and a choyv, which you don't have a shtar for it, and you are mapish of the hema for it, but the Torah says you have to bring it. Maybe that makes it like the ilu is written in the shtar. Not because of coil. The shtar itself creates the shibuk. Meaning you can hear a chilek spot. Yeah. Maybe that's the same chumah as if it was kind of written in the shtar, like if you wrote in the shtar. So there wouldn't be no discussion. You wrote in the shtar that the shtar itself creates the shibud. Maybe that's because the psukim themselves create the shibud. But if you had a regular milvah peh, maybe not. Meaning, the mechalik between the two. So they argue both places to show you that they hold what they hold. Even that Shmuel holds, even by a milvah k'suv b'torah, even then doesn't create a shibud. And if you're going to hold, even by a milvah that's not k'suv b'torah, even then does create a shibud. That's why they argue both places. Yeah? Now what's this now? Look at Rashi for a minute. The lav milvah k'suv b'torah. The lav milvah k'suv b'torah, Rashi. Lehutu alav choy v'meis ha-melech. Alam iske meis ha-atzmoy. So, what is Rashi? It's a funny way for Rashi to talk, no? Milvah k'suv b'torah is like it's written as k'il k'suv b'shtar. Very poetic way to describe what does Rashi want with that lashon exactly? So the truth is the Rashba brings up from this Rashi a gabalistic thing. Because if you look at Tosfos says Milvah k'suv b'torah. What's Milvah k'suv b'torah type? Say Mishkon Kabbanis, right? That's the case of our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about Kabbanis. When our Gemara is talking about Milvah k'suv b'torah, it's talking about the Kabbanis that the Yoledus is Chayim. The Taita says that's Kuma Kabbanis, Pidgin Aben, Erchin, Mizikin, all the Chivim in the Torah. So how you yoidim in Yoni Nesina Salalu in Loi Shinis Chayim Vahat Torah B'Feirish. Right? These are things which was mischadish to us because of the Torah. Aval mil v'kagoyin, shalav aloyim mo'yiz v'loy shtar, but a mil v'alpeh, avagad v'ksiv, ha'ish shatan noy shaboy. Now, 1 second. That's also ksiv the Torah. That the person is bothered by. The Gemara has been machalik in the case of the ksiv carbon, and the case of a mil v'alpeh, the case of the case of where it says v'aplik v'chad zimna. The Gavish was in Israel Milva Alpe in a Gavani Arshan, yeah? The Gemara is calling that not Milva Ksuba Torah. A Choyd is in the Torah, the Gemara is saying that's a carbon. A Havah, the Gemara is saying, that's not called fit in the Torah. So that bothered Tyson, right? Tyson is asking, Vav or Gav? The Ksiv, Aish Shet Hanoi Shaboy. What Tyson bothered by? A Havah is also a bit of in the Torah, a Chiv in the Torah. You're not as Mechuyiv in the Torah, the payback alone as you are to bring the carbon during the lettuce. Same chiyuv. Same Torah. It's a total chiyuv. But what's the Torah? It says, L'chosh k'suba Torah, why? K'im sh'n'tzorach l'forish b'Torah shir an'asino. The p'shita mashu lo v'tzorach l'froyah. Because when a person, he says, when a person borrows money, the idea is to have to pay it back. Toys, I wrote down here, Toys and Ksuvis, Dabnun Vod, uses a Lashon, the Ena Ba Mikoyach HaTorah, the Svarah. The Svarah. It's a Svarah that you wouldn't know even without a Pasuk. Alone means you could pay back. The Vod is the Pasuk, and because it's the Pasuk, it's a Chid, the right to pay back, and it's a But it's something which is Svarah that even without the Pasuk. The Toys is saying, that's the Chilk of the Gemara. A milvak, when we say milvak suba Torah, suba shtar dami, that means that the Torah was mechadish does this din. You have to bring a carbon. If you say erchi alai, you have to bring a certain amount of money to say some mikdash. These are dinim that you don't know in Sfarah. So those things called milvak suba Torah, and when the damit was shtar, because that was mechadish in the words of the Torah. But Allah, even though Allah is also written in the Torah, it's not called milvak suba Torah. But it's something we don't swear anyway. That's the Tyson thing. Shmak. Shmak is chilek. If you don't feel like Tyson, it's a big problem. It's over in the Tyson. So the Rashba's mashma, the Rashba's goes in this Rashi. The Rashba's mashma, he learned Rashi, that's what Rashi was coming to say. He's like, Rashi, what does Rashi want? Me'is HaMelech. What does Rashi want? Me'is HaMelech. So it is, Rashi's trying to bring out Tyson's chilek. These are things you know because the Melech dictated them. They're not things you would have known in Sfarim. The Eis HaMelech, the Rashba says, Beresh Rashi, Kol Shi Mitzvah Melech Alav, Kegoyin Hachti Oledesh, the Chagim Oledesh Alav, the case of the carbon. Aval Milva, then he jumps right into Doses. Aval Milva, Aval Bisha Kosev Batoi, Vayishas Banoi Shaboi, Ein Akruya, Ksuma Batoiro. Lefish Loihuta Alav, Choy Bas Mitzvah Melech. Ela Meiske Atzmoyhu. At the end of Rashi. The loyal of Mr. Melech, what Rashi tried to say is, La Fuke from, what Rashi going to say it's written in Torah? What did Rashi say it's fancy on us? La Fuke from Milva, because Milva is also written in the Torah. But Milva is not, you know, Mitzvah and Mesa Melech. Milva is Miske Atzmai. That's the group of what Taita says, what Rashi is bringing out. That's the way the Rashi understood Rashi. Jaws, the Rashba has one problem. Because Rashi uses words as a me'iska ma'isa atzmai. Tosfos didn't use those words. Tosfos just said, halachas which you would not have known otherwise, like karbanis, it's called suba Torah. Milva, which you would have known, Torah is not called suba Torah. When Rashi's get there, Rashi uses the word me'iska ma'isa atzmai, something which he himself brought about. So the Rashba is a shtickle bother because he says, Erech. Erech and a Nezikin. What? What's that?
You damage, you pay. You pay.
That's
saying, it should be
Torah.
Whatever you damage, you pay.
Yeah, but Tyson uses the words, this is sheer. Sheer on the scene is the chat. You wouldn't know how to pay, how much to pay, what to pay.
Whatever you damage. You pay.
Ba'atar was true.
Whatever you borrow, it's not true because we have the psuk here. But if we didn't, if we didn't have the psuk, it would be a svara.
Yeah, but
still would be a svara.
But the din of the Torah is not a svara. The din of the Torah is not a svara. So the din involved, which you wouldn't know in svara. So maybe that makes the whole nezikin into something which you don't view as that. Yeah, I'm not sure. Or it could be that no, or it could be no. That could be even, I'll say something more, even more radical than that. It could be without the Torah. Not true. You break someone's thing. Well, let's talk about Shoyigin. Make it be easier to understand if you talk about Shoyigin. I grew up your thing with Shoyigin. Without the Torah, it's so posh you have to pay you. An accident. Now, I borrowed money from you, the pshat. I'm borrowing your money. The word borrow means I'm taking it back. But I, you know, a person had an accident with his car. It was a total accident. So partial, he has to pay the deed. The story says he does. But it could be that's not so... Now, but maybe it's a little bit harder to say. But we hold the deacons, other more loyal, another tried to pay. Even if he's asleep in his mouth, he was tried to pay. It could be the old din the deacon is in. I'm saying more than I said before. And that's what the Kassi that's some din that gets to pay for the damage. Is Mechudish this. Okay? I'll call upon him. Rashi's gather is that he brought it about himself. So the Rashi says that's a shnukul problem because the deacon, Erechin, they don't think about yourself. He said, Erech, Alai, Levet HaMikdash, or you're mazik somebody. That's something which the Torah put on you. That's something you brought about. So in Tosfos, we wouldn't be bothered by that. But the words of Rashi are, Miskem Maisa Atmoi. Rashba deals with this. He says, even though Erechin and Ezekin is only coming because Maisa Atmoi, right? Still it's called Ksuba B'Torah. Still it's called Ksuba B'Torah. Why? He says, because let's say Erechin, for example, he says, the Marich says Erech Yalai or something, or Erech Plony Yalai. He's not giving him, he's not saying any amount of money. He doesn't know how much money that is. The Torah gives numbers for Erech, right? If it's an Ish, it's this much. If it's an Ish, it's this much. If it's that age, it's this much. So that's very good, by the way, for the Lashon HaTorah, it's the Sheer Nesina. The Sheer Nesina by Erech is something that's made a Torah. Now the Rashi says, that's going to look to the Torah. It's in the deacon also. Even though he did it. But again, he says, it's not clear how much he has to pay. It's not clear that he has to pay for Meitav, which is another thing by the deacon. He has to pay for Meitav. He has to pay for the best. You can't give a bad son, there's a good son there. And the Torah is Mechayvim, those things. As opposed to Milba, he's Mechayv himself in that amount. I said something more radical than Rashba. Rashba is saying, why is Nizikin so much to the Torah? Because you wouldn't know the way of paying. You wouldn't know they have to pay for Meitav, right? The thing about Nizikin is you have to take the best of it, not the worst. I would thought, pay whoever you want to pay. I was saying it's more radical, maybe you don't have to pay. Okay, I got part of me to stand as a chilek, and even when it's Maisa Atzmai, that's what he's saying. Maisa Atzmai means when it's complete Maisa Atzmai. The only thing that's Maisa Atzmai completely, meaning I'm the one that brought about the seed. I'm the one that was kaveya. How much I borrowed from you? That's how much I'm supposed to pay you back. That was totally brought about through me. I don't need the dini atzeret for that. It happens to be a dini atzeret, but I would know what I mean. But it's a melech mamish. A melech that's not called nuvak suvatzeret. Very good. I mean, it's kedai. I don't remember all the sugyas, but over here we're saying that it didn't make. Over here, the Meskonis of our Gemara, it didn't make such an afkamino. Because they're arguing both. There's no in our Gemara of the Meskonis, whether it's Ksuba Torah or not, it doesn't change the machlokes. You understand what I mean? Shmuel is holding Shibuda is never the right, and Rabbi Yochanan is holding Shibuda is always the right. They're not. The Meskonis are not being machalic between a carbon and alva. The only reason we're going to be machalic is from the tzvichus of the Gemara. But I think that chilik might be very nogeya in other places. But gabi certain shitas who are mechala between, but meaning they'll hold like they'll hold, they'll make that chilik. They'll hold by regular avah, but it's not the right. So by new sukkah is the right. So that's why it's important to know, you know, what this chilik is. So I have to get shot in our gemara. I'm just saying in our gemara it's not nogeya lachan ma'isa. And the focus is whether you did the old shmur and the kibbutz. They're arguing both. But there could be other manda omnim in other places that actually, you know, halacha makes this go. Okay. Amra Papa.
Yeah. Changes the lashon.
Which bach?
Please.
Moshe Gavim Atoro. Imloy Shah, you're his hello, Imloy Shahayapta Matoro. The fairs, Ramil, because you love the moys. A filu bishta, Avagab, the Spiva ish. So, why is he changing it? I don't know. I mean, it's true. The Yisoid is saying is that Avo is not Mubu Sukkot Torah. And that Yisoid is true whether it's with a star or whether it's not a star. It happens to be, if it's with a star, it's anyway a Shiva. There's something to talk about. Which is why you might want to hop on to Lo Yishtar, not saying that's not Meduyik. I understand why he's saying it's not something to you. I mean, the discussion is what? Yeah. Right. Maybe without the Bach, what would you say? That maybe with the star.
With the star,
it's anyway, you should be because you go to the star. But I don't know if I'm making enough to mean this. That's what I say. I don't know if I'm making enough to mean this. I mean, yeah, so I'm saying that's why I'm saying why the Bach put it in. Because right. The study he's saying is true even by, right, it's true by both. So why does it say Chapon only that much? I'm not sure if it's. Okay. Yeah. So what comes out? I'm the Papa Hukhasa, Nilbapa, Goyman, the Arshin. The Aina Goyman Gugas. How can you split it up? If there's a Shibud on the Sada. So what's the difference if the Yorshim got it or if the Lukuga got it? If the Lukuga is born and the Shiva was on it already, then you should be able to take it back. So he says, the din is goyim in the Yorshim. Why? Because I hold Shiva to the right. The Papa is paskening, Shibuda the Raisa, and Mamela, even by Nilva Alpeh, you can go and get paid back from the Yorshim. But in the Gemara Lukuga is why? Let's play college. That's because there was no coil, meaning, effectively speaking, the kukul should be the same thing. But the Rabbanim made a takana to protect the kukul because when there's a Mabal Shtar, so and you're buying someone Sadeh, you should do your, what's it called, due diligence, and find out if there's a lien on this field, if there's a Shtar. That's something you could find out. Mabal Peh, you're supposed to know. There's no coil by Mabal Peh. So Mamela, a Lekeach can't protect himself. Because of that, even though Me'ikar had him, you should be able to take it from them. The Rabbanim said not to take it from them. Adkan. Okay, we're going right to Bekodas Ad Megetta Mitzabal from these two dots until the bottom. Two dots again at the bottom.